Hamilton Gonkey stood, feet apart, hands clasped behind his back, his bowler hat squared on his dark head.
"I applaud your sentiments, Miles. Certainly I'll help in any investigation."
"Yeah," said Murphy. "Well, I appreciate you coming over to witness the burying. Like I say, ain't nobody gonna miss these boys. Thing that gets me is the jail was locked. How'd the killer get in?"
"Perhaps Budarovich."
"Don't go faulting my deputy," said Murphy. "Somebody had to be hid out inside, waiting for Budarovich to go for breakfast. They must have been hiding. I can't figure out where, though. Ain't much in my office besides the desk and the broom closet. Would had to be a real skinny feller to fit in there."
Hamilton rubbed his chin thoughtfully.
"Miles, I wonder, how many keys are there for that front door? Didn't you mention that you gave a key to Ian Storm?"
"Well, sure, but he's the guy who takes care of the stagecoach horses, you know that. Sometimes I ain't here to write out tickets for received goods sent on the stage, so Ian puts the stuff in my office. He's been doing that for years. Shoot, I'd trust him with my life. Besides, you got a key too, Ham."
"Of course," said Hamilton. "I'm merely casting about for possible explanations. You gave one to me so I could come over here for minor legal matters without bothering you at home. Perhaps Ian's key was stolen. I have mine right here."
He patted his vest pocket.
"Come to think of it," Murphy said, as the last coffin descended into the final grave, "Reverend Editor Rudolph has a key, too. He brings over news and wanted posters. Shoot, it's beginning to seem like the whole dang town has keys. Well, I aim to check 'em all, find out if anybody's missing one."